how this all came about was, you know, you have desires in your heart, and sometimes we go, I really want that, I desire that in my life. But I'm going to tell you, there's a difference. There's a difference in the way we're longing for something. And in Psalms 42, 1, this won't be our whole lesson here in this area. So if you want to jot that down, it's Psalms 42, 1. As a hart, or as a deer, he's panting after the water. After the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee. What is your soul? Those are those desires that we have. And I really did. I thought of Paul, even in one of his experiences, just one, when he said, the things I want to do, I'm not doing it. And the things I know not to do, that's what I do. He was having a struggle, a battle going on. But by the time the Lord gets done working in his heart, and I'm so thankful that there's always a new fold of grace at the end of a trial. There's always something new to learn. But I said, oh, my Lord, and you're going to have to put yourself there. As a deer panteth by the water, and I've seen deers by water, and sometimes you go down early in the morning, and you'll see the breath that's coming out because of the panting they're doing just to drink from the water. Think of the racer who is running on this race. We need drinks. We need nourishment. But that deer came to that water and he was panting after it. But why? Oh, my soul. I want my soul wants your desires. I have a longing in my heart, Lord. I want everything inside this vessel to be honor unto you, glory to you. Be able to say amen at the times you don't understand. Just say amen. So be it. Let it be. Let it stay with God. God can handle these things. But if we don't come to that brook and long for it, I mean a longing of heart, you're panting by that water. He said, I come and I appear before God, but my soul is panting after you, O God. I'm panting for that. I'm longing for you and more of your grace. Even if circumstances are there, the longing of heart is not talking about our circumstance. It's saying, I long. I have a desire for you, Lord. I want that to be the center of this heart. And that's what's going to come out of the heart. An abundance of the love of God. The abundance of that very life that I now live. It is God who liveth in me. It's Christ. He's living on the inside of every one of us. Well, we talked about a deer panting by the water. And then in Psalms 1, it says, there's a tree. There's a tree and it's planted. One is panting, the other is planted. It says in verse 3, he shall be like a tree. It's planted by the rivers of water. It's drawing, its roots is taking in the truth. It's not, you don't see what's happening down here. You can only see what's up here. And sometimes what's up above the ground is really not what you want to see. You don't understand sometimes. You just know, try the Spirit, know whether it be of God. We're living in a day we must try the spirits. We must know. Everyone says you can't know a person's heart. You can know the spirit that is in that vessel. You will know whether it be of God or if it's not of God. Because if it's of God, it's going to be, as we learned in our class, a sweet-smelling savor. It's a sweet smell. It's a fragrance. It's a presenting your body a living sacrifice. Living. A living example. Following. Are we following after? Paul said, follow me. But not as he wanted a following or people to praise him. He wanted them to follow him because he knew Jesus. He knew the truth. He wanted them to follow so they would be ready and be able to take all this truth in. That we will grow up, become a pure man. A real pure man. How do we know pure? The eyes of the Lord are as a flaming fire. He can move the evil and the good. Why? Because those eyes go deep. They penetrate deep in the heart of God, deep in our hearts. Our hearts are His. Our hearts are His. And we should want Him to cleanse our heart and pant after the things of God. There is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is that man. He's happy. He don't want to walk in the counsel of any man. He's getting his counsel from the word of God. And that's what's going to stand. That's what's going to endure forever. He doesn't stand in the way of the sinners. And he doesn't want to sit in the seat of the scornful. His delight. He has one thing. And you don't get this overnight. You have one delight. I delight in you, O God. I delight to do thy will, O God. In the law of the Lord. In his word, get in it. It's the only thing that will ever satisfy you. Some things will satisfy for a moment. But don't put your confidence in them. Put your confidence in the Lord and the Lord alone. Meditate day and night. That tells me my delight is in him. I'm planted by the water. My roots want to go deeper. Sometimes we go, why is such and such happening? Or why did this happen? The Lord's taught me to stop saying why. Just say, I know you know what you're doing. And I'm not asking you to move anything out of my way. I'm asking you to take me through. We must press on. Keep going through. There are going to be trials. There are going to be people. There are going to be circumstances. There are so many things, so many oppositions. Paul told us through his word, those who live godly in this present world, you're going to suffer persecution. But we don't have to get caught up in the persecution. It doesn't feel good. Get on your knees before a righteous God and a righteous Father and pray to him. Ask him, Lord, what would thou have me to do? It may be just rest in my peace. Rest. Do nothing. Sit. We just had that in Sunday school recently. He's teaching us how to keep our seat and do nothing. You see, be still. Be quiet. Know that I'm God. But we're going to learn these things by circumstance. Now, our lesson is in Psalms 27. I think I will always love this more and more now. And once again, I talked with my sweet grandson. He said, yeah, you know, Lord, I mean, Penny, Grandma, not Lord. He said, you know, Grandma, people always said, are you saved? We'd say, yeah. I think I'm saved. People told me I was saved. I went to church camp. They said, oh, you're saved. You asked Jesus in your heart. He said, but I'm going to tell you something that I know now. When you're saved, you know it. You feel like you're born again. There's a new chance. There's a new beginning. There's a new hope. There's a word of God that you couldn't see before that you can see now. He said, many people want to know him as a savior. They call on him for this and they call on him for that. He said, but I don't know a lot of people who want to know him as the Lord of their life, because that is total surrender. That is to bow down humbly before our holy Lord and say, Lord, you take my life. I already messed it up so many times, but oh, my soul panteth after you. He wants to be Lord. He wants people who know him as Lord of their life. They know he's risen from the dead. He is now the head of the new man. And they can call on him. Come boldly to a throne room. And I love it. It didn't just say come into a room. It's called a throne room. Come in. Come into this wonderful place with me. I want to talk with you. And I want a surrendered vessel, submitting in every circumstance. Can you do that alone? No. It's a place of humility. It's a place of being true humble. I need you, Lord. Call on him. I don't know what to do, but I know someone who does. And that's where he's taken each one of us. You need to come to him. Ask God, what is your perfect will? Your perfect will, not ours, not theirs. What is your perfect will, Lord? And it may not be what you want to hear. It may not be those things. But whatever it is, I delight to love you in the beauty of your holiness. Thy will, Lord. In Psalms 27, we've read about David so many times. And this is another Psalm of David. And it's about the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. I went through and made a whole list. I thought, well, I'll do that later because I could take each one of those and do a message. But the Lord, this is Yahweh. This is the one, he's always there. He's there. It's a covenant-keeping God. Jesus, he took in. We have that new covenant. And it's a covenant of love. And I'll be with you. I will save you, but I will also sustain you. The Lord is my light. The Lord is light. He's my guidance. He's my truth. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. Jesus, my light. He is the light of the world. And in God, think of this, is no darkness at all. I want to dwell with that. I want to dwell where that peace and that safety and that contentment is. He said, the Lord is my strength. He is my light. You see, my strength, not you're going to be excited about circumstances. Paul didn't like his thorn in the flesh. He prayed, Lord. See, he came. He asked him, remove the thorn from me. And he said, Paul, you put your name there. Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's as if I removed that thorn already. I can leave the thorn and still give you the grace. I could remove it. But I want to take you deeper in the things of God, Paul. I want you to be able to say, you don't have to remove anything. You're an all-wise, knowing God. You will protect me. You will provide for me. You will heal me. You are the center of my heart. The Lord is my strength. And that's what Paul, did he learn anything from that thorn? Yes, he did. He said, I most gladly will glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He wanted to know his power, know more about him, all about him. So his answer was, I did learn something. Did he heed to the voice of the Lord? Yes. Because he didn't say, oh, well, I know, Lord, but could you still remove it? No. Most gladly, I'm going to glory in this. But I know that the power of Christ is going to rest on me. What did Paul say? He told us in the love letters to the church. He told us, put on the whole armor. He said, you put this power, it's power of God. Grace is power. I could see that even more this week. Grace. When God does something in our lives and for us, because he's for you, he gives the ability, no matter what the circumstance. So praise him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. You don't have to see it happen because it's going to be what God says. And that's what we need to be happy with. Glory in the Lord. He said, He's my light, so he's going to show up everything. He's my salvation, my deliverer. Whom shall I fear? Why do you fear people? Why do you fear circumstance? Because you need to be rooted, grounded, settled, strengthened. That's why he's allowing it, to settle you in the right things and get our mind on, my soul longeth for thee, O Lord. He's the strength of my life, the life we now live. It is my, he's my strength. Whom shall I be afraid? And David's sitting here pondering these, who am I to be afraid of? If God really is for me, why do I fear people? Or why do I fear things on the job? Why do I fear where the next dime's coming from? Why do I worry about where a lesson's gonna come from? Am I looking to me for the answer? Am I looking for me to put this together? No. He gets it there. He tells you. He makes it real in your heart. Let him write it on your heart. I wrote it on paper. He wants to write it in here. And then out of the abundance of your mouth is going to speak the times that you've been alone with him, when you've walked with him, when you've cried unto him, when you've asked for his love, maybe his forgiveness. Where are those people today? Where are the godly? And that's in the word. They're ceasing, Lord. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came upon me to eat up my flesh, he's pondering. Now why are you going to fear? All those times before in your life, he's saying, when all those things took place before, you may have even thought yourself, I'm doomed. I'm down. I'm done. A lot of people won't say they ever say that. I'm done. Well, how could you ever say that? Be careful. You might say it yourself. Because it is part of life. It's part of knowing whom I believe in. He's got to let us go deep in these things. He said, the foes came against me to eat up my flesh. And when I see eat up my flesh, I always go, well, when they get done with the flesh, there's nothing left. Because I'm going to tell you, turn them over to the Lord. There's nothing they can do to him. He's all powerful. He's almighty. He's for all the body. They can't fight against him. That's why the devil comes against your weakness and your frailties. That's what he's trying to get you in. He knows exactly where to poke that dart. But he said, it happened to me before. That old giant came out there and he said, get out here. And I can't remember the exact words. You can look it up. But he said, come out here. I'm going to feed your flesh to all the fowls when I'm done with you. He had a big mouth. Big mouth. Another thing I learned from that little guy in prison or jail, a fool has a lot of stuff he says, but Nana, never be a fool and argue with him. You're just two fools. And the Lord says it. It's backed up by the word of God. Don't argue about my word. You press on. What is that to thee? You follow thou me. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. My heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Unbelief. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be what? Confident. Not just of one person or foes or your enemies or it doesn't matter what it is. It can be something you have an issue with in your life and bring it there and tempt you with it. That's the devil. The devil doesn't persecute. I mean, the devil doesn't do what Jesus does. Paul said, we're to build up one another. We are not to be tearing one another down. That's God's word. I don't want to usurp authority. I want to come under the power of his might. I want him to be Lord of our life, that we truly believe these words. I'm going to be confident, but not in myself, not in a person, not in a pastor, not in a teacher, not in my mother, not in my father, him. My confidence is in you. You know why? He truly is the one who is pure, honest, good report, virtuous, strong, he's able. He's doing that in our lives. That's what he wants to see. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, one thing I have desired of the Lord, one, that will I seek after. I only want one thing, Lord. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And I want to look and I want to see, I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord. That's his character, his love, his long suffering, his forbearing. But once you understand who he is and who he is, you're going to be found in him. I long to be in that house. Because I want to see your character, your beauty, your love, your nature. In the time of trouble, you will hide me in his pavilion. He'll hide me there. In the secret. Have you ever heard of the secret places? In the clefts of the rock? He'll hide me. In his tabernacle, he'll hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. He'll set you there. Be set. That rock is sure. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. And I kept thinking about how we've been seated in the heavenlies. Far above principalities and powers and all these other things. We're higher. But by faith, I have to believe that. When? Just sit there and go, oh, I believe it. No, you're going to be tested on it. You're going to be tested. And what isn't right? What isn't pure in his eyes? He's going to remove all the scum. That's beauty. Beauty to behold. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle, his tabernacle, the sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And I always think of even in this house, this isn't my house, this is his house. This tabernacle, when it falls, what's going to be there? Will it be hay, wood, and stubble? Because it won't be showing. Or will it be gold, silver, and precious stones? All of who I am in the Beloved. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. His mercy is new every morning. That is what's so beautiful about every day. Come to the throne room. His mercy is new every day for us. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart, and I love all these things about the heart. My heart said to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Do you know who your help is? David did. He fought a lion. He fought a bear. The paw, the hand of a man. It was paws of animals and a hand of a man. But David may have been little, not well looked upon. Let me tell you, David had the power within. He had God behind him. When thou said, seek my face, I did it. Hide not your face from me, you're my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, people, there are people in this world. We're not living in these beautiful houses of our own. We have to have that heart that knows there are people, their mother and father have forsaken them. But when they forsake me, the Lord will take me up. He's always there. He's still going to do it. Teach me your way, Lord. Do you have a teachable spirit, or do we already know everything? I feel like I don't know anything. But I know what I know that I know, because he did it. He gave it to me. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of the enemy or a false witness that rises up against me. Paul, he had a lot of this, David did, but so did Paul. But remember, he said, follow me. You know who you've learned this of. You've seen from my manner of life. They breathe out cruelty. Lord, I would have fainted. Can't you just see David with him? Lord, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness, the beauty of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You wait on him, because they that wait on the Lord, they're going to mount up with strength, but it's going to be like an eagle. Man, we had a good thing in class. An eagle. Do you think an eagle is going to go down to a molehill and go through the dirt and start going around? No. A mole does that. Earthly people. We're heavenly people. We should be soaring in the Lord, taking our place with him in the heavenlies. And I know that we can't in ourselves. It is called wait. I say wait on the Lord. Oh, my soul, why are you disquieted within yourself? But, oh, my soul, it longs for you. I'm panting by that water. Let's all stand.